Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday, and I don't like it. I love it. Tell them, Nelson, tell them.
It's Friday. Let's go to party time.
It's Friday. Let's go to party time.
Party time.
Show.
Yeah. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're excited. It's Friday. Hopefully you are too. The word on the street is it's also payday, everybody. Look at it. Shout out to everybody that has direct deposit. Okay. I don't. Therefore, my check comes on Tuesday in the mail.
Oh, wow.
They really want me to do direct deposit. Yeah. I'm not gonna fall into the system, man.
Well, I would do paper checks if I could find a damn bank branch.
What are you bank?
Well, like, you live down the street from Chase.
What? No, I'm talking about my like banks. Like if you, I don't live anywhere. I didn't used to live anywhere near Bank of America. So it's like,
got it.
I'm not gonna go, gotcha. Like this town, 6 blocks away, take you 90 minutes. I'm not trying to mess with that. Just put it in my account already.
Good morning to you, Brian.
What up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Tamara and Chelsea both look like they had quite a night. We'll dive into that in a second. They were out together. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Shout out to Angel and the book phone booth. All right, two things I want to get to. Actually, three things. One, Ed Sheeran's new album dropped, number 6 collaborations project. It's Ed All Day, 97.1 Ed Radio. We're playing records from his new album all day today. We also have exclusive audio where he talks about these collaborations with Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Eminem, mm-hmm. 50 Cent, Chance the Rapper, Travis Scott, Young Thug. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. It's absolutely amazing. Number two, shout out to my man Brian. Had an epic night last night. You did a show at a comedy club that is legendary. Jay Leno performs
every
there,
Sunday at Comedy Magic Club in Hermosa. I've been there before, but not in years. And so I was on the show last night. I'm there again on the 25th. And I got to sign the brick wall in the back next to Norm McDonald last night.
Dude, that's huge, that's man. Cool. Congrats, bro.
Thanks.
You've been in this grind for a minute, stand-up comedy, and that's huge that you got asked back, man. Just wanted to acknowledge that, bro.
It's a crazy comedy club. If you go look at the people who were there all the time, it's like Kevin Hart, mm-hmm. Gabriel Iglesias had a weekly show there for a while, George Carlin, like just people. The comics aren't even around anymore. Chris Rock, it's crazy.
Legendary right there. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to our girls going out last night. You guys went to the Ed Sheeran album listening party at his pop-up shop that opens up to the public today at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Amp Hypro is going to be there. It's going to be epic.
Yeah.
So what did you tell me about that?
So we went there. We checked out the merch. They've got all this amazing merch. He basically made one like t-shirt per collaboration. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we got there. Tam and I had a few drinks. Yeah. We were there
kind of early.
We got there early.
So we were like, what do we do?
Shocking.
Cool, let's go hit up the... I know.
Shocking.
They were like, it's me. It's my... I'm the one that made you go early, sorry about that. But
so you had to run on white people time.
Yes, and I was early. I was like, no one.
Yo, but the thing about white people, white folks time is you can tailgate, man. That's the whole point of it. You
right.
get out there and get a nice buzz going. You don't want to go listen to an Ed Sheeran. Now I'm sober like some nerd.
Especially because he's got some hip-hop tracks on this.
Right. Yeah. Like you're actually in there judging, like, well, I'm not really sure. I like the arrangement in this chorus. Like, shut up, take a drink, and have fun.
Totally. Chelsea rolled up with, like, a legit notebook, like, rating each song. Well, this is what I think of this.
Well, you know what's funny? There was a moment we were talking to one of Ed's publicists, and we were just having a deep conversation, and I was like, wait a minute. Did I just miss the Cardi B song? And Tam's like, girl, you did. And
it was all so upset.
Whoa, you missed the Cardi B song?
Yeah. Don't worry. We got you. Cardi B and Camila Cabello called South of the Border with Ed Sheeran. And then afterwards, would you guys hit up?
Yeah, so we went to took Tam to Soho House.
Oh my gosh, it was epic.
It was her first time.
For those of you that don't know what Soho House is, it's a very exclusive restaurant, bar, lounge, hangout spot. You gotta pay like a membership to be up in that joint. all the Hollywood stars hang out. Tamara, who did you spot?
This model called, her name's Jasmine Sanders, and they call her Golden Barbie, but yeah, I caught her there.
And she had a new boo, yeah, and Tam's like, wait a minute, I think that's her new boo. And so she's, well, throughout our conversation, she'd be like, oh my God, she touched his shoulder. And then she would be like, I think they're definitely hooking up. And they just announced today, or last night, that they are a couple.
Yeah, that they're a couple.
Yeah. Tamara with the inside scoop. Tamara's like that one uncle that we all have at a Latino party that's like Facebook Live
right.
The entire time. She's like Facebook Live.
I'm like, Tam, you can't have your phones out. No pictures, girl.
Hey, but Chelsea let off a flash one time.
I did.
Oh, Chelsea.
I was like, oh, shoot. This isn't good.
You guys are the Soho House's worst nightmare.
I know. Because
that's the reason these people pay the memberships so they can be low-key, do whatever they want, and be famous. When you guys are in there, like, sightseeing, like, ooh, goody. Look at him.
Yeah. We were creeping around, too, and we were kind of at a place where we were about to leave. We're like, oh, we got to get up early tomorrow. And I was like, wait, I want to show you this one, the bar downstairs. And we go in, and it was a turn-up party.
Yes.
And literally, it was like every single guy in there, I feel like, was Tam's future husband. And I look at Tam, and she's like, we got to stay. So we stay. And Tam was getting numbers left and right.
We like getting them.
All right, this is what we're going to do. So, because we got to go to commercials real quick. But, Tamara, we'll do a follow-up on that, on all those numbers you got, and send you out on dates and see what happens.
That's great.
All right, coming up next in less than 10 minutes, we're dropping music from Ed Sheeran's new album. We got Beautiful People featuring Khalid. Stay tuned on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
All right, the heat wave officially is on. Get ready for this weekend. Mid to high 80s. LA in the OC. That's going to be the highs. IE in the Valley, you already know. You're going to be in the hundreds. So brace yourselves. Here's some dope things for you to get into this weekend.
So speaking of Ed Sheeran, in honor of his new album, Number 6 Collaborations Project, he's doing these really cool pop-up shops around the globe in major cities. And in these shops, they're filled with exclusive one-day-only merch collaborations with these dope designers. There's Rude, Kid Super, Chinatown Market. I actually went there yesterday. And there's definitely two shirts I'm going to go back today and get. Either I can't decide between them or I'm going to get them both. But he basically made a shirt or sweatshirt for every collaboration on the album.
Which ones did you like?
So I like the Camila one.
Yeah.
It's a Camila Ed collaboration one. And then the other one, it's actually not a collaboration one. It's just his a collaboration with Rude, the designer.
Yeah.
And it has like this like lion on the front. It's a vintage tee.
Oh,
it's great. It's so, so cool.
I mean, on the Instagram stories that you guys put up, you could see a lot of the merch. It looked really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. They have hats too.
We'll get some of those up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio stories for sure.
So here in LA, the address, it's 5416 Wilshire. Miracle Mile area, and that's going down from 3:06 p.m. to 9:06 p.m. Very random. I don't know why the times are so random.
Well, he's like,
I need to look this up.
I mean, it's Number 6 collaboration, they got to do like a quick block out there. So I'm sure he's just trying to be creative, but it's legitimately four blocks from the radio station. So we'll be hanging out there today.
3:06 to 9:06?
3:06 p.m. to 9:06 p.m.
That's six hours. Right?
Yeah. I thought it was 6:06. You sure it's not just 3 hours?
No, I have 3:06 down.
Get out there, get in line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amp Hypro is going to be there. Brian, you're going to crash it as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's 100 feet from my apartment. So you'll probably catch me just on accident walking around.
It's going to be dope, man. Also, obviously, the OC Fair kicks off today. That's something dope for you to check out this weekend. And we actually have 4 passes for you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So make sure you jump into that on 97.1 Amp Radio.
I'm doing Monster Jam tonight at Staples Center. Okay. I've never been to a monster truck thing before, so my brother and I are going to go. It's all weekend. Monster Jam, see Gravedigger and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of those. I've always seen them on like television. And I've always wondered. I want to see those trucks do flips.
What I love about it, because you see it on television and you see people just losing their heads when, you know, these monster trucks roll over all these cars. Like, oh,
no.
And I'm like, yo, they're so like overdoing it. But I bet if I were there in person, I'd be like, oh, my God.
I mean, you get a couple beers in me, I'm going to be like, go, Gravedigger.
All right, familia. Hang tight.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So obviously it's a big day. Ed Sheeran has dropped his album, Number 6 Collaborations Project. And this is a big deal because back in 2011, before he was signed, he made an EP called Number 5 Collaborations Project. So it's kind of cool to see that full circle. But it's an awesome album. If you haven't checked it out yet, you have to today. It's 15 tracks, features a range of artists, spread through a number of genres.
Yeah.
The first song I want to talk about, and this is the one I was most excited for, it's called South of the Border. And it features Camila Cabello and Cardi B. Here's some audio of Ed talking about, you know, how he wanted to work with both of them.
south of the border.
I've always wanted to make a song with Cardi B. Cardi B, just, I love her. I met Camila in 2013 at the VMAs when she was in Fifth Harmony. We've kind of always kept in touch. I don't know if you've met her, but she's very sweet, very, very nice. I just was like, we should probably make a song at some point, and then this song presented itself. It has a Latin flavor, you could say that. You know, she's from Cuba, and Cardi's Dominican. And I just felt like it was a good mix.
I love the diversity on this album. Yeah, Cardi's father's Dominican, her mom's from Trinidad, and Camila was actually born in Cuba to a Cuban mother, but her dad is Mexican. And Camila grew up living both in Cuba and Mexico City, and I knew for sure she was been in Mexico City because she throws down with Tacos al Pastor. So it is official.
Yeah, it's and this is a big deal for Camila because she's been like a super fan girl of Ed Sheeran for years. Like, I remember being there at the VMAs when they met on the carpet, and she ran up to me because I'd known her for a while, and she was like, oh, I just met Ed Sheeran. And she was in tears.
Legit tears,
hyperventilating. She's like, I can't believe it. He's like my idol. Aww. And so
she's like a kid too.
Yeah,
right?
And so she's kind of playing it cool. Now she did do a post on social media as to how excited she is. And, you know, saying that he's been such an inspiration to her, but like now she's kind of playing it cool because she's in with him. And
she did a song with Shawn Mendes. She knows famous people.
Yeah, she's good. So let's hear a little bit of that collab with Cardi B and Camila Cabello called South of the Border.
Mm-hmm. So join me in this bed that I'm in. Push up on me and sweat, darling. So I'm gonna put my time in. I'm gonna stop until the angels sing. Jump in that border, be free. Come south of the border with me. Jump in that water, be free. Come south of the border with me. He got that green eyes, giving me signs that he really wants to know my name. Hey. There it is.
Cardi's flow in that song is one of the nastiest she's ever had, too, by the way. If you listen to the lyrics of it, like she closes out with saying, I dropped an album, dropped a baby, but I never dropped the ball. And she doesn't curse either. So, man, you'd love it. You don't even have to make a radio edit on it.
Yeah, and all day today, we'll be giving you highlights of all the different songs on there, and we'll put different parts of the different songs. Because it's collaboration, so there's two other artists almost on every track.
To include everyone in a little snippet. But
I was listening to that song last night. The funny part, I was driving back from my show in Hermosa Beach, and I got to the second song. I was like, damn, I like this song. And then Camila came in. I was like, whoa. Uh-huh. Yeah. And when I was looking at the on Apple Music, I didn't even see Cardi's name in there. And so Cardi kind of snuck in. I was like, that's a fire verse right there.
This other song is awesome. It's his collaboration with Eminem and 50 Cent, you guys. Wow. That's massive. The song's called Remember the Name. And it's pretty divine how it kind of all came together. Here's Ed talking about it.
I made that song in Sweden with Max Martin. And I was writing my verse cheekily at the end of it. I said, I want way more than I've already got. Give me a song with Eminem and 50 Cent. And I said to Max, I'm going to London tomorrow to go and guest with Eminem. So I'll ask him about the tune then and see if he can get 50 Cent on it. And I walked in Eminem's dressing room and it's him and 50 Cent in there. And I was like, this has to be meant to be.
It wasn't planned for 50 to be there?
No.
He's just chilling.
And so he was like, here, I'm presenting it to you guys now together.
That's
here
the
we
most
go.
50 Cent thing ever. Just to be, right? Yeah. Like, just to randomly be in Eminem's dressing room in London. Like, you never know. Like, that guy is everywhere.
Yeah.
You think Ed was like, yo, 50, song by Monday.
You owe me a verse, 50.
Yo, 50 still owes you a shirt you actually bought from G-Unit, right?
That's right, man.
You still haven't gotten that
like,
shirt?
What has it been, like 2 months now?
No, almost like April. I bought it in April.
What?
April. You guys, I gotta be honest, like, no one really backed me up on the threats on Twitter, so
I feel like everyone just
kind of bailed on me on the shirt by Monday.
What did your threats say?
I just said shirt by Monday. I want my $29 back, and I feel like everyone's like, yeah, get your shirt, and then everybody backed away, and no one wants any of Fofty right now.
So good. Well, here is Fofty and Eminem with Ed Sheeran. Remember the name. Yeah, I was born a misfit. Grew up 10 miles from the town of Ipswich. Wanted to make it big, I wished it to existence. I never was a sick kid, always dismissed quick. Stick to singing, stop rapping like it's Christmas. And want way more than I already got. Give me a song with Eminem and 50 Cent in the club. You know it ain't my time to call it a day. I wanna crack on and I wanna be famous. So good.
The cool thing about that song, too, is it has an old school, like, D12 Eminem vibe to it with the instrumental. Like, that's what I love about Ed on this whole album is he doesn't try too hard. Like, everything comes kind of effortlessly. It doesn't sound like you're like, oh, look, you trying to rap or look at you trying to, you know, like, sing with Cardi and Camila.
Well, what people might not know is, like, Ed is a legit hip-hop head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he loves hip-hop, and my man can flow. And most of his songs, even, like, Shape of You or whatever it may be, I know we were doing radio at the time in New York, And a lot of the remixes were coming out with rappers on it, flowing on it, because his vibes and his lyrics and the way he puts songs together are perfect for hip-hop tracks.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing his music all day long, yes. So make sure you guys hang out. But for the Chelsea Report, that's all I have. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, familia, we got 4 tickets coming your way to go to the OC Fair that kicks off today, coming up before 7:30 during the Amp Mini Mix. Hang tight. Yes, it's Friday. We're all about partying, hanging out with you, all the above. But honestly, when there is part of our community here in Southern California, a huge part of our community that is in fear because of an announcement that's been made about something that's allegedly going to happen this Sunday, we can't ignore it. We can't ignore it, especially because it affects people that we love, which are you, our listeners. And I know people personally, family and friends that are afraid at this moment in time. And I'm talking about the immigration raids by ICE that are allegedly happening in 10 cities across America this Sunday, and obviously happening in Los Angeles as well. And these are raids going after La Migra, as we call it in Spanish, going after people with warrants to get them deported. But what we're trying to do is avoid collateral damage. What that means, and I want to steer clear of politics, is it's not a bash of the right or the left or whatever it may be. We're just trying to inform our listeners that you do have rights and sure. avoid collateral damage. What do I mean by collateral damage? If you're in a household and they're going in for somebody who has a warrant named Joe, they go in to get Joe. How do you avoid yourself, if you're in that same household, also getting deported? You know, and I lived with that fear from the age of 5 till about 9 of not knowing at any moment in time whether my dad or my mom or my brothers were going to get deported from work. I was growing up in Santa Ana. We had a plan. Mijo, when you come out of Garfield Elementary in Santa Ana and me, your mom, is not there to pick you up, or your dad or your brothers, call your tía Nena, because something may have happened to me. Meaning I may have been taken away by immigration.
Right.
Immigration. And this is like real fear that people are going through right now. And we want to talk about the rights that you do have if the warrant is not for you.
Well, it's important now, especially because we live in, like, it's become a culture of a lot of mistrust for law enforcement in general of any kind, government, a lot of, like, divisiveness, a lot of, like, weaponizing of people's fear in general. And I think a lot of people are nervous in any sort of interaction with law enforcement, especially if you're in an immigration situation, and just to keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And separating families, regardless of where you're from, you know, you can have empathy with that. A child, a teenager, a dreamer living with that fear that their parents might be taken away at any moment, a cousin, a brother, whatever it may be. And we have immigration lawyer, good friend of the show, Alex Galvez, here with us this morning. Thank you so much, Alex, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about 3 different scenarios and what rights people have that are undocumented, but the warrant is not for them. They just happen to be there. Let's talk about the home.
Yeah.
They go in to get somebody named Joe. What rights do you have if that warrant's not for you?
Well, first of all, that warrant that everybody talks about, that's not, and you can't effectuate that or execute that warrant because it's not signed by a judge. It's just a piece of paper saying, look, we're looking for someone because someone already has a prior deport. That's it. And you have the right, being in a home, you have the total right not to open the door. You have the right to just say, look, I'm not going to open the door until you give me a warrant that's signed by a judge. And 99.9% of the time, they're not going to have it. They're just going to walk away. We saw it yesterday. It was recorded. There were 6 officers came out of the van. They went to the house. They knocked on the door. The family knew not to open the door, and they just walked away. So that's going to be the most likely scenario. Also, it happens at 5 to 6 o'clock in the morning. And remember, the raids are going to start on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's family day. Everybody's getting ready to go to soccer games, go to church, you know, go to breakfast. So we just want to let everybody know, if you have a prior deportation, and remember, not all deportations are because you committed a crime. Sometimes you were also defrauded by an immigration attorney or a notario. If through no fault of your own, you have a prior deportation. Okay. So you have the total right not to open the door. You're not breaking the law, and it's within your right just to stay safe and stay inside the door. That's so, it. There's going to be a lot of ruckus. Your neighbors are going to get all mad, but who cares?
Let's say somebody does open the door. Mm-hmm. Now you're there. They're there for the person they're looking for. They start talking to you. You're not involved in this quote-unquote warrant.
Right.
Do you have the right to remain silent?
Yes. Well, you know, they're going to use a pretext that we're looking for so-and-so. He's a criminal. here's his name. We just want to make sure that he doesn't live in this household. This is a trick that they use. And as soon as you open the door, you're giving them license to come in. And they're not going to be asking questions.
Right.
They're just going to line you up. If you don't have any documentation or if you're not lawful permanent resident, if you don't have DACA, TPS, you're a U.S. citizen, this is where the collateral damage happens.
Absolutely.
You will be arrested and processed and put into proceedings.
Seems like a situation where just by the nature of what the ICE officers are trying to do, where they're trying to discern who is who, like you could see, you could fall into a situation where, hey, are you Joe, the one we're looking for? No. Okay, do you have identification to say who you are so we can eliminate you? And if you don't have the paperwork, then by default, it's like, oh, no, now you're getting swooped.
Exactly. That's what's called collateral damage. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the alleged ICE raids, Migra raids that are happening this Sunday and the rights that you do have. Moving on to two more scenarios. Mm-hmm. We're talking to abogado lawyer Alex for being with us, immigration lawyer. You're in the car.
Yeah.
You're in the car, get pulled over, you have nothing involved with this alleged warrant. What are your rights?
You have a right not to open the door. Okay, that's going to be hard because you're going to be creating traffic right behind you. Everybody's going to be honking, but you have the absolute right not to open the door. You could bring down the window a little bit. You just give them your driver's license, a car registration, and proof of insurance, and that's all you have to do. And we've seen it a couple of times on Facebook and whatnot where there was an individual. It happened. He refused to open the door. And what's the alternative for ICE? They just walk away. If you give them a hassle, if you know your rights and you stand by them, they will walk away. Okay, so that's very important.
Let's be clear, though. You're talking about ICE officers asking when in an automotive situation.
Right.
Like, if you get pulled over by
police,
CHP or LAPD or something, don't just not roll the window down.
Well, you know, even with the police, you can roll down the window. All you have to say, that it's your right just to say, look, this is my name, here's my driver's license, my insurance, that's it. That's all you have to do. There was a situation, I had clients, and ICE just broke the window.
What?
And then everything was being recorded. They pulled out the kids who were U.S. citizens, the grandma who was a resident, and they went after the mom. They pulled her out. They dragged her out, and she got detained. She got sent over close to Tijuana, San Diego, and I was able to go out there and get her out. But because they broke the law in the way that they took her out.
Well, thank you. We're talking about the immigration raids that may happen via ICE this Sunday. And last but not least, and real short, what if you're at work?
If you're
what are your rights?
Plan B, if you're an employee, talk to your boss. Let your boss know that, like, the same way we have the right to refuse service to anyone, they have the right to refuse entry to an ICE officer because they are not going to have a warrant. And what I'm afraid of is ICE coming into a restaurant, going back to the kitchen, arresting everybody, and also arresting clients and customers. And that's what we're looking at. But the boss knows. I just want the bosses to know and the owners of these restaurants that they have the total right. It's within their legal right to deny access to ICE.
So I guess it's important to have the distinction between a warrant that is signed by a judge and a warrant not signed by a judge.
And I think
for business owners and anyone.
Right.
Just to ask, let me see that warrant, especially if you have people in your house or people that you know that don't read or write English very well.
Yeah.
You want to be the person who can kind of like, look, I want to check out that warrant and make sure it's legit. I mean, if it, you know, you want to do everything safe and legally so that no one gets hurt.
And that's safe and legally. I mean, if you're undocumented, you have a right to ask a judge to let you be released on bond. You have a right to fight your case before a judge. I mean, I'm an immigration attorney, and if you've committed certain crimes here in the U.S., well, tough. You deserve to be deported.
Right, and I think nobody's arguing that fact right there.
And
right?
I'm talking about the collateral people, the good people that have been here working and good members of society.
Well, thank you so much, immigration lawyer Alex Galvez. What's your information that people can reach out to? Obviously, having a lawyer helps in these situations. What's your social media that people can reach out to?
Yeah, look, if you're going to be detained, don't call your family member. If you're detained, don't call an attorney first thing. Call your family member. Have that family member call an attorney. You can reach me at Abogado Alex Galvez. I'm in downtown at 213-623-2358. We're going to be working on Sunday. We're there. Just like with the show Amp Radio, we're there for the community. We're going to be helping out.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for those of you that are listening right now. We appreciate you. I've lived through this fear myself. I didn't get the proper documentation from when we immigrated from Ocotlán, Jalisco, Mexico till I was 9. And all those years, I knew about this fear and I lived with that fear. And I know there's families still living with that fear. Dreamers that are, you know, that are right now in the States legally, but they're afraid that their parents or cousins or brothers or sisters may be taken away at any moment.
Right. I think like the fear part to me is like, I don't want kids fearing any of this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I want all the proper documentation, the proper process, the legal rights to be respected. But for kids listening, it's like, you don't want them to be afraid of government, of law, of officers, because really we just want everything to happen the right way.
Yeah. And please have a family plan. If you know of a family that's undocumented or you have undocumented family members, build out that plan today. Mm-hmm. What if dad, mom, brother, sister do get detained and potentially deported? Mm-hmm. What do we do then? Please work on it. Love you guys. Thank you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp High Pros are in the building.
Hype.
Before we hook you up with tickets to go to the OC Fair, you guys brought us a surprise, and I'm actually shocked. And I think this is why their hype has been a little bit off today.
I was going to say something.
Because I don't see any alcohol in them. Well, they actually brought
a Red Bull.
Boxes with donuts.
Well, they told me that someone in the hallway, and they're like, yeah, man, I guess we got to tone it down on the drinking and the hype. And I'm like, then why are you guys here?
Did you at least bring some good-looking donuts?
Yeah. You want to take a look? Do you want to see what it looks like?
Yeah, there's some. Here we go.
Summer donuts. Summer donuts.
There we go.
Summer donuts. Psych!
Oh, you got the pink donut boxes stashed with Jello shots. What kind of Jello shots are they?
There's lime, blue.
Yeah,
green.
But what kind of alcohol?
Smirnoff. Sorry, guys. We're not getting paid. Smirnoff. Sorry, guys.
Edgar, they're Jello flavor.
Jello, Jello. What does it taste like? Green, red.
Who's getting shot today?
Smirnoff.
It's shot collar trivia with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1.
They're good, man. You guys nailed it.
All right, here we go for your chance to win 4 tickets to go to the OC Fair kicking off today. Get ready, all right? We got Shot Caller Trivia, and we got our contestant, Brandon from Long Beach on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What up, Brandon? We are live on Instagram for your viewing pleasures at 97.1 Amp Radio. I know you chose Chelsea. She's getting her Shot Caller ready right now. Again, it totally matches your outfit, Chels. How would you describe your outfit right now? Because it's looking fly.
I have like a white shirt on. I don't know. Let's not distract from that. I don't like this. That doesn't make me feel better.
She's
this
being
is like probably the worst
so,
day to do this
she's
right
being
now.
So dramatic about it.
I just, you know what? It might make my cough come back.
No, I feel
like it could be a day that I swear.
Wait, hold on. Your cough come back? Your cough ain't gone anymore.
It's died down.
Brandon, why did you choose Chelsea, man? She's had a rough week. Didn't you know?
Come on.
It'd be like that sometimes, but I feel like they've been targeting my boy Brian way too much, so I gotta get Chelsea.
Thank you, Brandon. My man.
Equality. Brandon, standing up for equality. All right, Brandon, if you don't guess 2 out of 3 correctly, Kimberly from Manhattan Beach is getting ready to jack your tickets. Kimberly, what do you want to say to Brandon?
I hope you lose. Because I've been trying to get these tickets.
Right to the point, Kimberly.
Sorry,
I appreciate
best of
you.
Luck.
All right, here we go. Right to the point.
So well, thank you.
All right, Brandon, here we go. Question number one.
There you go, Chelsea.
Hold on. Chelsea wants to take a jello shot before she gets shot. Okay, she took the red one. Wow, you're a pro at that, Chelsea. It was like her tongue was a torpedo up in that jello. Yeah, good Lord.
This ain't her first jello shot, I'll tell you that much.
All right, here we go. Stay focused, guys. I know it's Friday. All right, here's your first question, Brandon. The Angels baseball team in Anaheim have an all-star player whose last name is also a type of fish. Option A, is it Mike Flounder?
Oh, come on, you got
Option
this.
B, Mike Trout?
Mm-hmm.
Option C, Mike Tilapia?
Come on!
I would have to go with Mike Trout.
Yeah! 3, 2, 1.
That is correct! That is correct!
All right. Number two better be harder, man.
Second
that was a layup.
Question. What is the oldest...
Some people don't watch baseball.
Somebody's been watching baseball. Brandon, what is the oldest city in Orange County? Is it... Jeez, are you okay, bro? Is it the oldest city in Orange County? Is it Santa Ana, Anaheim, or Laguna Beach?
Laguna Beach.
All right, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Did she curse?
I think she did. No, she didn't.
Oh, my gosh, Chelsea.
Oh my
We're
God.
Live on the radio, girl. That was incorrect, by the way. That was incorrect.
Brandon, we value our jobs. Please get this last one correct, please.
Anaheim is the correct answer, 1876. Laguna Beach is actually the second oldest city in Orange County. All right, last but not least, for the win or the loss, bro, the Orange County Fair lasts 23 days. What was their total attendance last year, all right, in all 23 days combined? Option A, 1.4 million people. Option B, 200,000. Option C, 500,000.
Oh, come on, really?
Damn.
In 23 days.
Option B.
All right, so you have 1.4 million is A. No. Option B is 200, and option C is 500. Really. Which one do you want to go with?
Actually, I'm going with option A.
All right, let's find out.
2, 1.
Oh! Oh, got it right.
Yes. That is correct. Million people. I saw Chelsea's face, oh, and I was like, I gotta help her.
Hey, Brandon, was it A?
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, Brandon. Appreciate you being on with us, bro.
Good time.
All right, thanks, man.
Oh, man. All right, who needs another jello shot?
Let's go, guys.
Coming up next, we're highlighting amazing tracks off of Ed Sheeran's new album, the album that just dropped. Man, straight up fire collaborations with Camila Cabello, Cardi B. I mean, tons and tons. We're highlighting some of the records as we go and some exclusive audio that we have from Ed as well.
I mean, he really outdid himself. The massive artists he has on this record and the mix of genres. It's so incredibly impressive. One of the songs I want to highlight for sure is the South of the Border, which is his song with Camila Cabello and Cardi B. I love it because he said one of the reasons why he really wanted to collab with Cardi was because his wife, Cherry, is like the biggest Cardi B fan. So that was like one of the things he's like, I have to have her on this record. And
it's
and
funny
obviously,
that no matter how cool you get in life, you're always trying to like do the things to impress your wife.
Right?
Like he's trying to be cool. Like Ed's not cool enough. He's like, I got you.
Yeah. Here's some audio of Ed just talking about, you know, how he had to have Camila and Cardi on this record.
South of the Border. I've always wanted to make a song with Cardi B. Cardi B, just, I love her. I met Camila in 2013 at the VMAs when she was in Fifth Harmony. We've kind of always kept in touch. I don't know if you've met her, but she's very sweet, very, very nice. I just was like, we should probably make a song at some point, and then this song presented itself. It has a Latin flavor, you could say that. You know, she's from Cuba, and Cardi's Dominican. And I just felt like it was a good mix.
I love that diversity here. You know, Camila repping Cuba and Mexico, Cardi representing DR and also Trinidad and Tobago. It's just so dope, man.
And those who know Camila, like, this is her dream come true. Ed Sheeran has been someone her whole entire life that she has looked up to. He is like her number one artist in her life that's inspired her. I love it. She actually posted something on her Instagram. It's a video of them working on this record in Nashville. They're just chilling on a couch. I have some audio of it I want to play for you guys.
Quiero sentir tu cuerpo en mí, estás temblando. Like, I want to feel like your body and you're shaking.
That's real good, shaking. Yeah.
Spanish is such a sick language.
What do you call it, Mo?
Garrett.
Garrett.
You got green eyes, giving me signs that you want so you to know my name.
Legit, Camila's just chilling on her laptop writing away.
In like pajamas.
She's like singing in Spanish. What's Ed's going to say? No.
Exactly.
Yeah, sounds great.
He's like, hey, do you think Spanish is going to be big in the next year or so? Why'd you throw a little Spanish in there?
All right, so here is South of the Border.
Come from that border, be free. Come south of the border with me.
He got that green eyes, giving me signs that he really wants to know my name. Hey.
You never live till you risk your life. You wanna shine, you gotta get more eyes. You want the little mamacita margarita. I think the egg got a little jungle fever. Hey, you want more than sign
boom. Wow. Mamacita margarita. I tell you, man, that's one of Cardi's best verses that she's had. Like, just so clear, concise. Yeah. She's talking about herself. Like, the line that got me was when she says, dropped a baby, dropped an album, but I'll never drop the ball. I was like, damn, that's a year. Wow.
And that's the moment that Ed's wife goes, I told you.
Thanks.
Listen to your wife. I know I do. It's got me where I am at today.
One of the, this next track, it's definitely one of the most popular I've been seeing on Twitter so far. And when I heard it, I was like, oh, this is for sure going to be the one for me that's on repeat. It's his collab with Stormzy, who's a British rapper. He is incredible. He's massive in the UK. People know him here too, but he actually was the first black British solo artist to headline Glastonbury.
Huge.
In London, that's like their Coachella, basically. Right. So he's an incredibly talented artist. This song is called Take Me Back to London.
So take me back to London.
Yo, I do deals but I never get twanged. Moves that ain't never been planned. No goons that were never in gangs. Where I'm from, banged.
But that's my fault. Oh. Gross half a billy on the divide tour. Oh. Yes, I ain't kidding, what would I lie for? Oh. But now I'm back on the track with Big Michael. Whoa. He said,
Teddy, never get off your high horse and never let him take your crown.
I've been away for a while, traveled a million miles, but I'm heading back to London town right now.
Did you hear that little humble brag by Ed Sheeran just dropping how much he made on his Divide tour? Half a billion.
That's
half a billy.
Half a billy, huh?
I like
he didn't say 500 million. He said half a billion.
I like that. I like that they're both rapping with a British accent, because a lot of times British MCs lose it when they start trying to cross over to American rap. They'll lose the accent, but I think British accents and rap are dope.
Again, man, I love the diversity on this. And for those of you who didn't know, Ed Sheeran is a huge hip pop head, and I love hearing him flow on this album.
Yeah, and definitely, you guys, check out the rest of the album. It's incredible. Each song is better than the next, so do it. Do yourself a favor. That's going to be your weekend.
Yeah, we'll be highlighting it all day today. Hashtag Ed all day. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. What song do you want us to play at 97.1 Amp Radio?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Crashing 97 parties in 97 days.
That is our summer mission. Thank you, all of you that have opened up the doors to your homes, backyards, quinceañera parties, whatever it is. It's been amazing. We're up to 65 parties already.
Damn.
Over 97, along with the Amp High Bros.
Hey, pipe.
I'm guessing over 1,000 tacos consumed.
Oh, bro. This dad bod.
1,001.
I never knew I could stretch to these limits.
Anyway. I know, it's funny. I had such a goal to get fit this summer, and it went all out the window eating lots
Chelsea,
of tacos.
You can't complain about not being fit.
I know.
Brian and I are looking at each other really?
Yeah. I was doing spin class, yoga, all these weird high-intensity workouts just so I can maintain.
Hit us up 877-971-HITS. We're crashing more parties, and we love it, all right? You can also hit us on the gram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Amp Radio, good morning. What's your name and where are you from?
Good morning. My name's Autumn. I'm from Long Beach.
Autumn from Long Beach. You have a very special party crashing request from us.
I'm actually throwing my sister a small divorce party.
Yes, perfect. We're coming.
Freedom party.
Are you guys going to be able to go to Palm Springs?
I'm down.
I knew you'd be down.
What goes into a divorce party?
Booze.
Yeah, I bet.
It's like a bachelorette party, but you still do the bachelorette party stuff. All you're doing is wearing probably a sash that says divorce.
You're basically out trolling for
Whoa!
Oh,
getting drunk.
You said that.
Wow. He definitely
so
needs to get some.
Look, yeah. I'm telling you. Once that ink is dry and you can go out and get it, you're going out to get it.
Yo, Autumn, I think that's what your sister's sash should say. She definitely needs to get some.
How long was she married for?
2 years, but she has 3 kids.
Wow. That's
not physically possible.
She's young.
And it sounds like you're happy she's getting divorced.
Oh my gosh, they should have never got married. And she has a hot new bod now, so she's ready to show it off, and she wants to take pictures and everything, so it's really good to gain her confidence up.
Awesome.
Dude, it's like setting a wild animal free again.
I hope she's not as wild as she used to be, but yes.
Well, give her 1 weekend to find out.
Well, we'll find out.
Autumn, thank you so much for the invite. We have yet to crash a divorce party.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so cool. I actually was trying to reach out to you guys about my bachelorette party and my bridal shower, but I was like, oh my gosh, the divorce would be so much better.
FYI, I don't know if you heard her trying to crash 97 parties.
We do both, man.
So we'll do both. All right, hang tight, Autumn. We're going to get all the details off the air from you. Love you. Thank you for listening to us.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Yo, divorce party. If you think about it, it's basically a bachelorette party with no rules.
Wow. There
we go. Right? And Palm Springs, we've been to Palm Springs for a party. Yes. Amp High Bros went for the bachelorette party.
Can you guys send us again? Yes, please. We're single.
Round two.
My divorce party lasted 2 years. It was amazing.
Hey, by the way, thanks for not inviting us. For real.
Yeah, you wouldn't have survived.
Shout out to Maggie. I've been texting with her. She's got a party in Upland tomorrow that I'm crashing. And I'm like, yo, what are you guys celebrating? They're like, nothing. We just wanted to have birria, which is this amazing Mexican food plate. And we're like, yo, that's a dope celebration. So we're just getting together to eat. Again, helping out my dad bod.
I'm going to a dog's fifth bark day.
Not what? Birthday, but
birthday.
Birthday.
Which is perfect because it's something my girlfriend throws for her dog every single year. So I'm like, you know what? I'm all about bark days. I'm all about it. Just buy a couple of dog treats, bring it out to Long Beach.
Chelsea, what are you crashing this weekend?
I'm going to, I have a handful, but one, I'm going to a 30th birthday party, which I'm excited about. That'll be turned 30, up. I think that's here in LA. And then I'm heading out to Newport to go to a kid's birthday party. So
that's tight.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's going to be epic. Empire Bros, appreciate you guys joining us on this tour.
Thank you.
Again, because we're not paying you, so you guys are just going.
Yeah, I know we are. We're just
you guys are paying us by drinks, right? That's where
you guys are paying us. We get the tacos and the drinks to the parties, and that's how we get paid.
That's all.
That's when you know you're 22, 23 years old. Just pay us with drinks. We're good.
We're 30. We're
30. Oh, you are? I didn't know that, actually. You're 30?
It's the sunglasses.
Wow. That makes us look young. You're aging well.
Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating live on your radio. The Hookup Hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, let's meet our two listeners today that are going to hopefully connect on the Hookup Hotline. They'll tell us if they want to hook up or hang up after they ask each other some questions. Sasha from LA, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Wow, they're both named Sasha.
Wow.
Wow.
Wildly.
Yeah, sorry, guys. You broke up a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, okay. His name is Sam, but he pronounces it Sasha. How many drinks she's had?
How many drinks you've had and what time of night is it? All right, guys. 97.1 seconds on the clock. Sasha's from LA. She's 26. Sam is from Inglewood. He's 25. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, Sam. I want to know, how tall are you?
I am 6 feet even. How tall are you?
Okay, I'm 5'5". That's perfect. It has to start with a six.
It has to start with a six.
All right, so what's your idea of great first date? What would be your ideal place to go?
Honestly, I would like to go somewhere that's kind of expensive because I need to know that, you know, moving forward, we can do fun things. And I don't know, either get really creative or really expensive, to be honest. Sorry.
Okay.
I love that answer.
She knows exactly what she wants.
Which I respect.
Sounds
to be
like
honest.
My girlfriend's coaching you.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a red flag at all.
That wasn't passive aggressive at all.
Just have to be honest. Sam, where do you work? What do you do for work?
I'm an anthropologist.
Okay, so I'm totally down with museum dates, and I figure you can get us, like, free passes.
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay, nice.
I'm a curator at a few places, so I get you the velvet rope treatment, baby.
With the dinosaurs.
Oh, right.
Sexy.
Oh, that velvet rope at the Natural History Museum downtown, boy, I tell you that line.
Then I have another question for you. What do you smell like after a long day of work? Like, what's your signature scent?
What?
What do I smell like? I work with old things, so... Yeah, that could be
musty, probably.
Like
it's,
dead?
Yeah. Like Bengay?
Okay.
Mummies.
Carcass?
Mummies!
Oh.
Oh my god.
Did you say carcass?
Carcass.
Oh, carcass. Time's up! Time's up!
All right.
I love Sasha's straightforwardness, man. You know, she knows what she wants, and she's going to let you know right away.
Look, I feel like my girlfriend would say the same thing. Like, look, I don't need you to pay for things, but I want to know you can because I want to do fun stuff. I don't want to be sitting here going on like coupon dates.
It's either got to be expensive or real creative. Why does it got to be creative? You got to distract me from the fact that it wasn't expensive.
So true.
Hey, all right, Sam, hang tight. You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Sasha's answer, so you're not swayed by it. All right, hold on. Sasha, what are your thoughts on Sam?
He's a bit interesting. I actually would hook up with him, though, just because I'm really curious to see about this mummy smell. I've never smelled that before.
Mummy
smell? What?
You know, mummies are dead, right? Like, you understand that smells like death.
Well, yeah, but I just never met anyone who even described a smell like that.
Jeez, what's your favorite scent, Sasha? In a dude.
Usually I go for like a sophisticated cologne with guys or
rich.
Fruity floral, but for a guy I would like sophisticated. But just because, I don't know, his answer was just so strange to me, I'm interested a little bit.
All right, hang tight, Sasha. You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Sam's answer, but you're down to hook up, right?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Yo, my man Sam.
Yo, yo.
What are your thoughts on Sasha, bro? Hook up or hang up and why?
I mean, she's a gold digger and she's worried about how I smell. I mean, that old scent thing was a little weird. I think that's a hang up, brother.
Yeah, like the smell thing felt like a fetish.
It is important the way a guy smells. There's a thing called pheromones, too. Like if you're attracted to their scent, they're either really sexy or
It wasn't
or
about
not.
Pheromones. It was like, what do you smell like after you work? And then she was into mummies.
It did take a turn for the weird, but I kind of understand where she's coming from in the scent thing.
Sam, appreciate you, my man. We're going to bring Sasha back on. Sorry you don't want to hook up. Sasha, Sam, you're both on the line. Sam, Sasha wanted to continue the hookup and smell you, bro.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
No, no.
It's going to be a no
Sasha,
for me.
Sasha, sorry, Sam doesn't want to continue the hookup.
This is the story of my life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's going to be hot this weekend. There's going to be a bunch of smelly dudes roaming around L.A.
Entertainment stuff with Chelsea.
So Ed Sheeran dropped his number 6 collaborations project album, and look out DJ Khaled, because this is quite the collaboration album. I mean, the range of artists on it, the variety of genres. There's Bruno Mars, Skrillex, Meek Mill, and then, you know, there's Camila Cabello. So it's pretty incredible.
When I was listening to the album driving in this morning, I was like, yo, he could legit go to number one on all kinds of different genres.
Yeah,
you know, K-rock, hip-hop, top 40, country. He's got a song with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. It's kind of rockish, but it's like, yo, what can't he do, man? And it all sounds legit. It's not like he's trying.
Oh,
you feel me?
Uh-huh.
It's effortless. Yeah, he's like a really a trans-genre kind of talent where he can rap, sing. And then you think like putting a red-headed dude who plays the guitar and sings on a track with Camila and Cardi would be like awkward. And it's not.
All he needs is a collab with Lil Nas X to take over country, bro.
I mean, never say never. I guarantee it'll happen. One song I want to highlight is his collaboration with her. She's obviously the R&B artist. She won 2 Grammys this year. Here's actually some audio of Ed talking about working with her.
I really liked her album and became a fan from her from there. When I found out she was a fan of me, I then asked her to be on this. Because you can't ever assume that people just want to do records with you.
I love that.
Even like, Ed's like,
he's like, I don't know.
You think she'll want to work with me?
Like, am I cool? You think I'm cool? Yeah. I don't know. This song is called I Don't Want Your Money, and it's actually about his relationship with his wife, Cherry, and kind of the struggles of him being on the road and how they work through it.
I've been away on the road for a little while. Today I'm heading home to make my baby smile. She hates it when I am over 1,000 miles away, and I'm not there to pick up when she dials. Yeah, there ain't no diamonds, silver or gold. The camera plays a man's love in her home. And she keeps telling me over and over. She say, I don't want your money, baby, oh. You know I just want your time.
How cute is that?
Wifey material. I don't want your money, she said, bro.
It's also your
time. Just not fair to be like a famous talented dude like Ed, money, touring, all that stuff, and then be able to be like, babe, I got something for you. Oh, what is it? A song on this album that's gonna be number one?
I heard him also talking about just writing about her on this album, and he's like, you know, every day I wake up and I look at her and I'm like, she chose me. She's chosen to be with me every day. She could be with anyone. I'm just like, Ed, heartbeat still.
Yo, but I get him, man, because us folk that are abstract beauty, you know, we are blessed to have amazing women like my wife. So, how do they meet, Chels? Because she was with him hanging out before he blew up,
they
right?
They grew up together. Like, they went to elementary school, middle school together. They dated back in the day. That's and cool. Then Ed had a couple other serious relationships in between, and then they found each other again. I want to say it was probably like three or 4 years ago.
That's cool.
And yeah, then he's confirmed kind of on this album that they're married. He says, he calls her his wife, which we haven't seen pictures. We don't really know. We kind of assume they were married because they've been engaged now for over a year.
And he wore a ring right out the gates, too, which I also respect. Too like when guys wear wedding rings or just bands at all when they get engaged, it's like, hey, you don't get to live the lie.
Yeah, exactly. So we've been asking you guys to hit us up on Twitter and the gram at 97.1 Amp Radio to request which song you want us to play, and this one by a landslide is killing it. So we're gonna play the whole record for you in a second. It is South of the Border, which is a collaboration with Camila Cabello and Cardi B. It is, I mean, definitely a standout track on the album. And for me, like I've known Camila forever. She's still the same kind kind of nerdy fangirl that she always was. And I remember, like, Ed Sheeran to her is number one. Like, this guy, I mean, she grew up being a fan of his before he even blew up. And I remember seeing her at the VMAs in 2013, her running up to me in the carpet, crying and hyperventilating and saying, "Chelsea, I just met Ed Sheeran. I just met Ed Sheeran."
Wow.
So this moment, like, you know, she's playing it cool now because she's in the game and she's friends with him. But, like, this is massive for her to have a song with him. Here's actually some audio from, she just posted this on her Instagram. It's audio of them putting the record together.
Quiero sentir tu cuerpo en mí, estás temblando. Like, I want to feel, like, your body and you're shaking.
That's real good, shaking. Spanish is such a sick language.
What do you call it, Mo?
Dom. Garrett. Garrett.
Dom.
He got green eyes, giving me signs that he wants you to know my name.
That's dope, man.
So good.
And that flavor up in her.
Yeah, so here it is. South of the Border, Camila Cabello and Cardi B, and of course, Ed Sheeran.
Such a good record right here. Listen for Cardi B's verses, too. Straight fire. 97.1. Ed Radio. Hashtag Ed all day. Buenos dias.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
This New Music Friday is really out of control, and we are your plug for all the new music right here. So Billie Eilish, you just heard right there, crushed the Greek last night. One of her dreams came true, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And she posted on Instagram of her when she was way younger, like a year ago when she was 13. She's not, she's, what is it, 17 right now?
I think 17. That's about right.
Yeah, but she's got, like, all over her just posters of Justin Bieber
in her bedroom
everywhere.
Like, she was the
worshipped
girl.
Him, you know.
Yeah,
so now dream came true.
And she talked about it a lot. Like, she was saying, like, if I could collaborate with anyone, it'd be Justin Bieber. They met at Coachella, they had this moment that was caught on camera.
That's right.
And, like, she was just starstruck. So this has been a long time coming, and yesterday they released it. It's basically a remix of Bad Guy, the song that you just heard, and Justin hops on it. He has his own verse on it, and he hops on the chorus as well.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy, ain't no holding back guy. Come off like a mad guy, always catch a bad guy. Yeah, I'm the real type, keep you full of thrills type. Show you what it feels like, got an open invite. I'm the bad guy. Whoa.
Swoon. His vocals are incredible. Justin Bieber has a warm, fuzzy spot in my heart.
This is the first time I've heard Biebs collab on a track, and I don't think it made it better.
No way.
I don't think it made it better. I think Bad Guy's just song rips on its own.
Fair enough.
Look, I'm not saying that it wasn't dream for come true for her. Great, good for her. Billie did it for herself. I would rather see them do a song together that's brand new.
From scratch.
Because I put the bar with Bieber collabs at a point where I'm like, oh, he's going to make it better. Yeah. And for me, it was like, I made it kind of clunky and odd, and I just like Billie Eilish's version straight up better.
Well, you make a good point. I mean, Bad Guy is such an incredible song.
Yeah, right.
That was my one little disappointment yesterday when it came out, because I was like, I just want it to be a new song, and I feel like, though, this is a tease for that. I definitely think that they're working on new music together. Obviously, they're both busy, or Billie's very busy right now. So, but I think that they will eventually do a song together. That's cross our fingers, guys. Another song that dropped yesterday, another remix even, Lil Nas X. Keeping it real. Old Town Road is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
And this time, we kind of knew that he was going to do a collab with Young Thug. But now, Old Town Road, not only is Young Thug on it, also yodeling boy Mason Ramsey.
The little homie that became famous in yodeling at Walmart.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yep.
Lil Hank.
Maserati sports car.
Hold up, let me tell y'all something.
So good.
Yeah. What?
Can't tell me nothing. Hop up in my Razor.
Giddy up out my way.
I mean, is Young Thug on that same verse?
I mean, like, it doesn't matter.
No, and I'm just saying, he's like, you gotta run that by Young Thug. You can't just throw him on a track with Lil Hank. I gotta be honest, man. I think I'm over Old Town Road after that.
No, but facts. But listen, it's the so new good. Baby Shark, bro, for kids. Straight up. So
I like Lil Hank. Oh my god.
Yeah, and they're just trying to keep it at number one, bro. But I think Señorita should knock it off. Señorita with Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, or one of these Ed Sheeran songs for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, family. Coming up next at 9:26, Cardi B completely went off on an iconic hip-hop producer and artist. Find out why coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
And I'm calling it. I'm just going to say it. I believe they're going to be the ones to knock off Old Town Road from number one next Tuesday for the Billboard Hot 100. Old Town Road's been number one for 14 weeks straight.
I got to be honest. I kind of wanted to just to break the record just because of all the drama, the Lil Nas X rise, and the Billboard stuff anyway. But I don't see it making. After that, I heard they're trying too hard with remixes and trying to keep it relevant.
Because that's it. If it makes it one more week, it's broken the record for the longest weeks at number one. So, but you're right. I think Camila and Sean have a really good chance of knocking them off.
It beats like some legendary song from like the 80s or something like
facts.
That.
All right. Thank you for hanging out with us. Right about now, I'm about to hear this epic Cardi B rant. It went off on an iconic hip hop producer and artist. And what I love the most about the rant, two things. One, she promotes other women rappers. Mm-hmm. And number two, no better way to listen to a Cardi B rant than by taking Jello shots all morning. And that's thanks to the Amp High Bros that are in the studio this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you guys. Oh, wait, they're trying to do something.
What's happening?
Ed.
Oh, they changed up the hype today.
The pop-up shot.
The pop-up shot.
That was a little off.
Because we're celebrating Ed Sheeran's new album today.
Yes, that's why.
All right, go make some more Jello shots.
All right, guys, we're going to go drink.
Cardi B, what's going on, Cardi B?
Cardi B is not happy. She's basically firing back at Jermaine Dupri, who in a recent interview with People Now, he basically slammed today's female hip-hop artists, saying he was specifically asked about Cardi and Nicki, and he said that they are strippers rapping. Mm. And his quote, it goes, he says, "I feel they're all rapping about the same thing. It's all very sexual. I don't think they're showing us who's the best rapper. For me, it's like strippers rapping. And as far as rap goes, I'm not getting who's the best." And as you can imagine, Cardi had something to say about it. So here's kind of Cardi clapping back.
There's a lot of female rappers that be rapping their ass off and don't be talking about their and don't be talking about, you know, getting down and dirty. And y'all don't be supporting them. Y'all don't be supporting them and they be mad dope. So don't blame that on us when y'all not the one that's supporting them.
Well, double standard here. Even when the women rappers do talk about, you know, sexual things, what about the male rappers?
Dude.
That's all they've been doing for a minute.
Jermaine Dupri's rapped about nothing but strip clubs, dancing. For 35 years. Like, the fact that he doesn't have any presence of mind or, like, be able to take self-inventory on, like, what his own style is and what his own messages are. Like, he's acting like he's some sort of lyrical wizard over here.
And Cardi B also, part of her rant was talking about, like, you know, she's like, what do you want me to do? I did a song where I wasn't just being all sexual, did Be Careful With Me. And then all y'all, she played out.
Yeah.
She sold out. It's like, you guys never have.
What do you want? What do you want to do? So Cardi then posted another video where she basically lists off a number of female rappers who she explains don't get the recognition they deserve.
Let me tell you about some rappers that are really dope, that be rapping their ass off, and I don't feel like they get the recognition that they deserve. Tierra Whack, Kamaya, Rhapsody. There's this girl called Oranico. I don't know how to say her name. I don't even know how to say my own room. And I feel like we need to put these girls more in magazines, and we need to support them. Mm-hmm. And they don't rap about David JJ, and they dope ass rappers.
I love Cardi for that.
Right.
Promoting, like, not just being like, yo, defending women, but just like, by the way, let me tell you some dope ass female rappers.
But I also like that she's like, but I'm still gonna rap about sexual stuff. But these ones don't, so listen to them too.
I think it's the first time we've seen Jermaine Dupri get old. You know what I mean? Like, he's talking about, oh, women rappers today. It's like, get off my lawn stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, man, you produced Da Brat, right? But she was always wearing, like, big baggy jeans, and she wasn't selling herself as, like, her own image, who she wanted to be, because you were making her do something you wanted her to do. And now that women can rap and do what they want and look the way they want and embrace their body, their looks, like, 20 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, there's no Lizzo. You know what I mean? Like, we're not allowed to have a woman like that who's out there like, this is me, this is my body, this is what I want to rap about. And Jermaine Dupri looked like an old man over there talking about, well, all they do, these kids these days, just push people with microphones.
Just like that, too. Right. Just like that. Well, because, Cardi, we support you, and we want to give love to these rappers. So let's go ahead and play some Tierra Whack. She's incredible. She's been around for, I want to say, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Here's her song, Unemployed.
Go. Having flashbacks, where your past at? Where the cash at? Ayo, past that. I will stab back, just for bags, racks. Front on me and I'll punch your ass flat. Are you okay? Please don't ask that. I don't act black, got a fat cat. You a rat, rat a tat, 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 tat. Tattoos, but you can't see them. Ice cold, yeah, I'm going skin.
There it is.
Thanks, dope.
Yep. SZA also commented underneath Cardi's video saying that Tierra's like, she's a big fan of Tierra's too. Yeah, so
absolutely. So Jermaine Dupri sounding old. He's like, strippers in my day. I'll tell you what.
They used to stay on the stage where a woman's place is, and now they're speaking their mind.
Preach it. Thank God we have Cardi B, man. Facts.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy Friday! Yes, it's Friday, and it's feeling so good. Dopest Moment Awards going out right now. First and foremost to Ed Sheeran for dropping that fire album overnight, number 6 collaborations project. And his hashtag Ed All Day on 97.1 Ed Radio, playing the best and the dopest records from his album. It's been straight up fire. And the second Dopest Moment Award goes out to Autumn from Long Beach. She called in about an hour and a half ago to invite us to crash probably one of the most interesting parties we've been invited to so far. All right, we're up to 65 parties of the 97 parties we're going to crash this summer. And this is Autumn right here. Check her out. Autumn from Long Beach, you have a very special party crashing request from us.
I'm actually throwing my sister a small divorce party.
Yes, perfect. We're coming.
Freedom party.
I knew you'd be down.
What goes into a divorce party?
Booze.
Yeah,
I bet. It's like the opposite of a bachelorette party, but you still do the bachelorette party stuff. All you're doing is wearing probably a sash that says divorce.
You're basically out trolling for
Whoa!
Oh, you said that?
Wow!
He definitely needs to get some.
Look, I'm telling you. Guys, once that ink is dry, you can go out and get it. You're going out to get it.
Yo, Autumn, I think that's what your sister's sash should say. She definitely needs to get some. So it's basically a bachelorette party, but with zero rules.
Yeah, but most bachelorette parties don't have rules.
Really?
No, Chelsea. Yeah. But you got somebody you have to explain yourself to. Like, if you go bachelorette party, your fiance is watching the gram, watching the stories. Now, you can do whatever you want to. You got to explain yourself to nobody.
Exactly. Facts. All right. Speaking about crashing parties, Yessie Ortiz coming up next on your radio. Crashed our party.
Yessie.
Hashtag Fregona. Sure. Appreciate you being with us. What's in your hand, Yessie? Please tell.
A little something called tequila.
Oh!
A little something.
Cups up. You guys ready?
Let's go.
Salud. Thank you for hanging out with us. And Pipe Bros. Appreciate you.
Hi, tequila.
And the gel shots of 3, 2, 1. Salud.
Vamos.
And it's down.
All right, there we go. Oh,
that's wrong.
Brian, you all right?
Yo, that was not Reposado.
We got Brian used to like the high end stuff. Yeah. You know, Casamigos, Reposado, Don Julio.
I'm bougie now, man.
The high bros, we don't know what they brought. And also, Brian's like, oh my stuff. God.
Yo, it tasted like kerosene.
Yes, here are things coming up next. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.